major development that could potentially turn this case one way or the other will come actually from our own country, will come from Ireland. And that turn of events will be the production of the second post-mortem report, which has been carried out by Dr. Marie Cassidy. And we can't have anybody in a better position to carry out that report. That post-mortem report is crucial in the case, and we expect to receive the results of that very, very soon. And also as well, we expect this man to be before the courts within the next 2 weeks. But what I would say, where we also may have a role, is that, as you will recall, the last time we spoke, we put out an international appeal for information, photographic evidence and video evidence, and we've had an overwhelming response to that. And we have amassed our own evidential database, which in due course, I think that we will put together in the appropriate format. And I think the way to deal with that would be to personally deliver it to the authorities in India, because at this point in time, the papers are with the DPP, which is the equivalent of what we have here, the Director of Public Prosecutions, the office there, and they will compile a case against the defendant. And we will then hopefully assist in that with all the information that we have gathered, because, again, people are very reticent at times for going to the police directly, and that's nothing peculiar to India. It happens in this jurisdiction as well and beyond. And so we have amassed our own folder and database of evidence, which we hope to present to the authorities in India in due course.